Chevretzin. It's really incredible. Incredible schus. Some of me wants to keep on going with the singing. Mamish feel the shiros with tishbachos. And I know the Eibishter does on this Hail Ganeit. It's going to be a big chasima. It's going to be a big year of simcha and bracha. I want to just start by thanking and giving a bracha to our Helga sponsors tonight, the whole Suda, and all the Torah, and all Chizik, everything. It's a big Suda tonight. And it was sponsored by Sadiqim, who I'm very, very close to, but wanted to remain anonymous. I'm going to allow them to remain anonymous, but I want to mention all their Hebrew names. Pretty sure nobody will know any of these people from their Hebrew names. So it gives it away that they go by English names, but so do many people, which I'm not sure why. I'm not going to get too harif right now, but I mean, we all know, we learned as a little kid that when we left Mitzrayim, we were zoicha to leave Mitzrayim, Shloshina Shmam. One of the reasons is that we didn't change our name. So okay, fine. The earlier generation that came to America, maybe there was a good reason. It's a different dar. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I'm Avin Yavin. You hear what I'm saying? I'm just not sure. That's one of the reasons. Everyone knows I call my Talmidim by Hebrew names. I understand some of you are named after grandparents and great-grandparents who are very special people. They also had Hebrew names. But anyways, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Are we going to be able to put this one up?
Yeah,
all right. We didn't even start yet. Anyways, Lamaisa, it's fine. Everyone understands. You all have beautiful names. But your real names are your Hebrew names. So I want to just mention the sponsors tonight, and then Emir Hashem, all the chizik, all the soiris should be a big schus for their beautiful family. For a year of simcha, your bracha, your shefa, your big parnasa. A year where they see not just have a shana tova, but shana tova masuka. Amir Hashem. So Yisrael Daniel, Ben Shena Dina, and Yisrael Shishchael, Yisheva Tova, Bas Leah Ginendel, and their heilige children, Nesya Tamar, Yosef Zev, and Rivka Batya. Yemir Hashem, it should only be Simcha and Bracha. We should continue together to be Mechazik Torah Bez Hashem for many, many, many years.
Amen.
So I want to understand tonight the entire journey that we've been on. We're going to talk, obviously, about Hashana Rabbah, but I don't want to only talk about Hashana Rabbah. The Hashana Rabbah is just a chelik, just a part of the journey. When I talk about this journey, I'm talking about the journey all the way back from Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Tishrei, the first day of the year, when this all began. Of course, it began earlier with Hachana. But I mean, when it all began, when the Yom Tovim began, from Rosh Hashanah all the way until Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. And it's a long journey. We're still in the middle. We're nearing the end, unfortunately. Kasha l'afidaschem. That's why we're here together, spending time together, not looking to run anywhere. Some people still have a long night ahead of them of Leil Hashana Rabbah and different minhagim. But I want to understand the entire journey in a certain sense as a whole, by starting to focus actually on the end of the journey. The end of the journey is Shmini Atzeres. Yes, we link Simchas Torah to Shmini Atzeres, and we're going to understand tonight a little bit more why and how, but ultimately the last yontif is Shmini Atzeres. And don't worry, we'll come back to Hashana Rabbah. The Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara Shana tells us, Shmini Atzeres regel b'nei atzmo, it's its own yontif. Shmini Atzeres is its own yontif. On the other hand, it seems to be a chelek and the end of Sukkos. If you look, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Hey, tells us, and on Sukkos, and Rashi quotes this, we know, on Sukkos you brought 70 parim, Those were all connected to Umas HaOlam, and comes finally on Shmini Atzeres, is one par, and that's the culmination, the conclusion, and that's the par for Klal Yisrael. So it seems to be very much connected to Sukkot as the end of Sukkot. And we all know the famous idea that Rashi brings down Parshas Pinchas, that Shmini Atzeres is Kashal Afridaschem, that we've been together for all these days. We're spending all these days with Hashem in this Sukkot, surrounded by Tehillim D'Mamnusa. Everybody knows the famous gematria of Sukkah 91 is Shem Havaya and Adonis together. It's with Beibishter in the deepest of ways. And Kashal Avidaschem, it's hard to separate. But by saying Kashal Avidaschem, by definition you're saying it's the end of Sukkot. It's not a nuke entity. But then we called it Regel B'fnei Atzmo. Is it its own yontiv, or is it a part of Sukkot? Or maybe if it's a part of more than that. Maybe Kashal Avidaschem is not just from Sukkot, but from all these Yom Tovim. From Rosh Hashanah, from Sarash Mitzvah, from Yom Kippurim, from all these very holy days, is Kashal Avidaschem. And before we start to explain, I want to just read one Zohar. The Zohar tells us that Shmini Atzeres is very interesting. It's in Parshas Emor. Vayoyim Yaakov hu reishei lechadvasa. Shmini Atzeres is the day of Yaakov Avinu. And we have to understand why Yaakov is connected to Shmini Atzeres. And more than that, and Yaakov is, I don't know if you've ever seen the Zohar or heard this before, hu reishei lechadvasa. He's the head of joy, the head of simcha. It's the most simchadik of days, and it's keneged Yaakov Avinu. And all the other shbizin come to be with him, because it's his day, and day of the utmost joy. And what's the utmost joy of Shmini Atzeres, of the culmination of these days? And why is it Yaakov Avinu's day? So we have a lot to understand. We're going to go on a journey and understand a lot more than even the questions we just posed. I'm so excited. You know, sometimes you see a Torah. You know, we've spoken about this before. There's like a few different ways that Shir comes together. Sometimes I see a Torah and I love it, and then it reminds me of this Torah and that Torah, and you just pull different Torahs together that have the same theme, and it becomes a Shir. And sometimes it's one Torah that just is like, brings the whole world together. And you don't even know how you understood your existence before you saw this Torah. You don't even know how you lived before you saw this Torah. And it explains everything. And everything is just one long Torah, but that one long Torah is mamish yisoyji besodos, life-altering. Life-altering because it gives a hashkof azachayim, it gives a way of understanding this world in a new light. And that's the most beautiful thing in the world. To have some havana, to have some understanding. What do we know? We know nothing. We know so little. We're a tipa bayam, we're a drop in the ocean of everything in this world. We think we know, that's our biggest problem. We think we know. The world thinks they know. Some of the chevra remembers the shiurim in June, in the sukkah here, when it wasn't a sukkah. The ones when we went back to being in person and we had to be outside because it made people more comfortable, whatever, maven yavin, right? Those the shiurim when we were outside at the beginning, the ones when we just went back. We were like, I think we were the only shiurim that were even happening, Baruch Hashem, at least we were together. We were having shir, it was very beautiful here, remember? And we had one that we couldn't put up on Way Torah, remember that shir? Was that you? That was your Shevruch, Sromeir, right? Yeah. Sromeir is Shevruch, so it was a very special one. Someone said they have the recording. I don't remember who it is even anymore, but anyways. But that was all about people, because they think they know something, so they create sheker in the world. First thing we have to know is we know nothing. We know nothing. The only one who knows is the Eibishter. That's why we have to connect the Torah more than anything in this world. Because the Torah is Kiner Mitzvah Torah, could give us some clarity into anything that's real in this world. Anything that we know that's not from Torah is probably not Emes. Because what is it? It's just our subjective reality and what we think the world is. So Shkoyach, Yenim thinks the world is something else. And we could go, and if we went today with that Yenim, Mamish Till, it would bring us to nowhere. We know how these things go, right? It's only one emes. It's Torah. It's Hashem. Anyways, this Torah, it mamish just altered my universe and gave me a new way of understanding these Yavim Taivim. And I was saving it. I saw this Torah. I didn't see it before all these days. I saw it at some point between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. I don't remember when it was. I was waiting to share it with you tonight. From the Halakha Samech Tzedek. Samech Tzedek says, Mashcheini acharecha nerutza v'yani amelech hadar av negil av nisvach habach. Now Samech Hever wants to already get up and tats. You hear those words. Unfortunately, some chever doesn't even know it from Shir Shirim. They just—it's a tanz, you know. You did Nafshi Shlomo Geis, and also just wrote. I don't know if he come out with. I don't think he came out with it yet. He wrote beautiful to these words, gorgeous. To a slower version, obviously, Kadarko. You put like mamish incredible. You'll see. It's going to be a new. Again, we'll still have the tanz, but we're going to have a new Mashreini. You'll see it. I don't know why he hasn't come out with it yet. But anyways, so these are these days. Samech Tzedek says in Orat Torah, these are these days. These days of Meshcheini Acherecha. We say to Eibishter, pull me. I want to be close to you. Haviani Melech Adarav. Melech Eibishter, bring me into your room. I want to be with you. Nagil of Anismach Abach. Nagil of Anismach Abach. What simcha we've had. What simcha we've had. Chevre, we haven't had simcha. We hadn't have simcha Rosh Hashanah when you heard the tekiyos. It wasn't the biggest simcha in the world. Yom HaKippurim by Ne'ila wasn't the biggest simcha in the world. Those of us who were zoicha, and if you weren't, I don't know why you weren't. You have explaining to do, but if you, those of us that were by Rebbe Umayr of Matal, Shlita, any of the nights, last night, Thursday night, Wednesday night, it wasn't Nagil of Nismach Havach. I mean, there's no other words. I was by Ramat last night. I was looking around and I was thinking to myself, I feel so bad for anyone who's not here right now and that thinks is like anything else that's simcha in the world. And they like spend time thinking going to Chvestish, going to a Giants game of simcha. They can't even win if their life depended on it. It's not simcha, you know? It's unbelievable how bad they are. But anyways, Lemaisa, it's telling you something. Nagil of Anismachach. So come to Samech Tzedek and says, Nagil of Anismachach Bach. You know where the Simcha comes from? Bach. What's Bach? Gematria 22. And there are 22 days. 22 days from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah until Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres is day 22. These are the days of Nagil of Anismachach Bach. But it goes much deeper. However, we're just starting. He explains as follows. You know, the Reish Chachma already explains, you know, by Hashamnu, Megadnu, Gazalnu, which some of us are over with, those of us that do Tav Nesuch Svard in Tachnun, but hopefully we'll never have Tachnun again because it's going to be big simchus. We haven't had Tachnun in a while. Hashamnu, Megadnu, is in the letter of in the order of the Aleph Beis. Why is it in the order of the Aleph Beis? So Reish Chachma explains that the whole world was created with the Aleph Beis. Meaning, what is Dakal Baraisu Barayalma? Medrash in this upcoming Parshas Bereishis, but it's a Zohar, it's a Medrash. His Dagel Bereisu Baral. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. And what does that mean? What's the makeup of the Torah? The Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis is the makeup of the world. The Aleph Beis is the makeup of the world. Everything that exists in this world is from the Aleph Beis, because it's all from Torah. So when we all year long don't live up to who we're supposed to be, when we all year long don't daven the way I'm supposed to daven, and don't learn the amount I'm supposed to learn, and allow our eyes to stray and look at things we shouldn't be looking at, you know what we're destroying? We're playing game our whole entire world, which ultimately we're playing game the Aleph Beis, because that's the makeup of the world. So if I want to be metakein, I want to fix the world, I have to fix the Aleph Beis. Hashamnu, Baganu, Gazalnu, and we go through the Aleph Beis. So too the Samech Tzedek explains, and my Rebbe Yomar Yishev Pinchas elaborates in such a beautiful way. I don't remember which year it was. If anyone wants to learn this inside, you'll ask me later tonight. I'll find it. And I spoke to my Rebbe, Shvi Pinchas, Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's the longest I haven't seen him in, I don't know how long, since I started Ben Zoycha to build a kesher. And he said to me, first he said to me, don't worry, Shmuel was here a few days ago. Hashem, my son. He says, yeah, usually I go to eat by him the first Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. I'm there when he's eating the Suda, it's beautiful. He told me, he gave me a bracha that I'll be zaych to come in soon, but he said he's also going to come after Yantif here, so hopefully, we'll see. Hopefully this time we're going to have to get him for a shir, as Hashem's barach. But anyways, so these 22 days, connected the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, Meshach explains, meaning what? The 22 days, Negilah v'nisbech habach, of getting close to Hashem, connected the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Why? Because these are the days that we're mitaking everything that we messed up all year long. All year long, I've defiled and contaminated my life, the world, and ultimately the Aleph Beis, so I'm be mitaking them one day at a time, one letter at a time. One letter at a time. Let's go through. It's so beautiful. Everything makes so much more sense. Nothing's by chance in Yiddishkeit. Why are there 22 days? Why is it ends on Shemini Atzeres? And why do we come to Simchas Torah? We'll get to that in a moment. Let's take just a few of the days. We're not going to go through all 22. First day is Rosh Hashanah, Aleph. So we're attacking the Aleph. By the way, and just to explain, and this is something we've spoken about before, it's a Torah from the Halakha Baal Shem HaKadosh, that each letter, the letter from Aleph, the Aleph is the closest letter to the Ribbono Shel Olam because it was the first letter created. And each letter that you distance yourself from Aleph is farther, is more richuk from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, the most Torah letter is Aleph, the most Tameh letter is Tav. Maven Yavin. We'll explain. Just want to put that out there. So Rosh Hashanah is Mitakin Aleph. What's Aleph? Aleph Hashem Echad, the one. Hamelech. On Rosh Hashanah, we said there's an Eibishter. On Rosh Hashanah, we remembered there's a Ribbono Shel Olam who created the world, who created us, who's one with each and every one of us. The one. It's a day to be Mitakin the Aleph. Fast forward a little Yom Kippur. We'll just focus on the big days. Or the days that we understand are big. They're all big days. What's Yom Kippur? Day 10, Yud. Yud is Aseres HaDibros. Yom Kippur was the day that we got the Lucha Shnios. Yom Kippur was the day that we got the Aseres HaDibros. The Yud as well. The Shlach HaKadosh explains in the beginning of Shem Havaya, which is the Aseres HaDibros. Shlach HaKadosh explains Havaya, Yud, Hey, Vav, Kei. Yud is the Aseres HaDibros. Hey is Chamishi Chimshi Torah. Vav, Shisha Sidri Mishnah. And hey is us, is each and every person that connects to Torah, is Kuchibrich of Raisa Yisrael Chadi. So Yud, Aseres HaDibros, Chamisha Chamisha Torah, Shisha Sidra Mishnah, and hey is us. Why is hey us? Behe Baram. And there are other explanations. I'm not going to explain that right now for the sake of time. The hey is also the sukkah that we're in. Because the small sukkah is the letter hey. It's the chibuk from the Eibishter. Sukkos. How does Sukkos begin? The first day of Sukkos is beautiful. This is mamish. Everything, nothing. Everything. Shashkach of Neishter. What's the letter of Sukkos? The first day. Samach. Samach. Why? Samach is the armakif. A samach means we're completely surrounded by Neishter. We sit in our sukkah all year long. I'm trying to connect Hashem in all different ways. One day a year, I get to mamish live with Neishter. I'm sleeping with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm eating with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm surrounded by the Ribbono Shel Olam 24/7. After I purified myself Yom Kippur, I could be zoicha to be in a sukkah. Be zoicha to feel being surrounded by the Neishter. And now tonight, Hoshana Rabba, listen closely, Chevra. Hoshana Rabba is day 21. Day 21 is the Shin. So why is Hoshana Rabba the Shin? First of all, it's right there. The Shin is very, very profound in Hoshana Rabbah. But it's much more than that. Those of us who've started to try to learn some Zohar, in the Hakdama right away you find that the word Sheker is everything that's false in this world, right? Sheker is everything that's negative, everything that's tummy, everything that we should stay away from. And the Zohar explains in the word Sheker, the Kuf and the Resh is all the bad. The Shin is the Chiyus, is the life of Sheker, which ultimately can be flipped around for Kedusha. That's the Shin. That's why we've said over here many times over the years, Pesach, you take the Rasha and you hack a Shinov. You knock out his, not his tooth, you knock out his Shin. You pull the Shin out of the Rasha. The Rasha on the outside is Ra, Resh Ayin. And the inside is Shin. The Shin is the Kedusha that gives the Chiyas, because anything in this world needs Chiyas from the Rabbi Nishol. But that's the Kedusha. We want to save the Shin. When you're Mekadish the Shin, and you're Mekadish the Shin, all the bad falls to the wayside. And that's what we do at Hoshana Rabbah. What is Hoshana Rabbah, Chevra? Hoshana Rabbah is the ultimate Chasima. We went through a day of Rosh Hashanah when we realized there's an Eibishter in my life and the world. We went through a Yom Kippur when I realized there's an Aseret HaDibros. There's a, what did I have to be Mavatal to? There's Kedusha, there's Tahara. And I started to feel surrounded by the Eibishter and Sukkot. But once I went through all this, I realized I have to rid myself of any drop of anything that's Sheker in my life. The Tahar Libeinu Lavdecha Be'emes, like we said before. Hoshana Rabbah is get rid of anything in my life that's not emes. All Sheker. So Mekadesh the Shin. I get rid of the Kufresh. I'm Mekadesh the Shin. And therefore, what do we take? We take the Aravos, which is Ein Bo Tam, Ein Bo Reach. We're going to do this tomorrow morning. Now you can have Kavan and understand what it is. You take five, Keneged Hei Baram, each and every one of us, the five Aravos, which is the hay, after the end of Shem Avaya. Ein bo tam ve'ein bo reach. That the Medrash says means there's no mitzvahs, no mitzvahs, meaning all the sheker in my life. And by the way, just like by the Dalad Banim, let's be emes, the Dalad Minim is all of us as well. There are times when we're in Esrog, and we're with tam and reach, with toira masim toivim. The time when I'm Torah, but I'm not living up to the Ma'asim Tovim in the right way. The time when I'm doing Ma'asim Tovim, I'm not learning in the right way. The times when I'm an Arava. The time when I'm Amish Fall, and I'm not learning, I'm not doing Ma'asim Tovim. So what do we do on this final day? We take that Arava, five of them, Keneged the Hay, and we smack them, rid ourselves of it completely. Gone, five times. I want no part in that. Because I realize I'm Kadosh. I realize it's not who I really am. That's what I reach on this day. I'm a diamond. I'm Kadosh. I'm a Ben Melech. David Melech, Mashiach, Oshbuzin, David Melech. I'm a Ben Melech. It's pasnished. I'm going to allow myself ever to look at something I shouldn't be looking at. Not sometimes. Not as bad as I used to. Not at all. I'm going to daven every Shmoneh Esrei like it's a Yom Kippur. I'm going to learn with Geshmak every day. Be'emes. I'm a Ben Torah, I'm a Ben Melech. I'm a Kai, I shine my shin. Same voice, same left, shine shin. Just a hard eye, or a light eye, or echvestif, whatever you call these things. Right? Shin and shine, same. I shine my shin. And I'm Kodesh Kedashim on Hoshana Rabbah. And I may have how many of the Chevra have been reading Yedid Nafshir of Judah's book. But if you haven't, it's Kedai. It's incredible. It's really beautiful, Tyrus. Which is no Chiddush, because he's a beautiful Yid. He's real. We need more of Judah's in the world. More people that are real. That's the beauty of Rav Judah. Rav Judah is a Ben Tyra. He's a Talmud Chacham. He's an Ayiv Yisrael. But you know what he is? He's real. How many Jews do you know in the world that you could really say it's a real Yid? Everything about them, through and through. Talks emes. Doesn't care about anything but emes. So that's why, obviously, his Torah is going to be beautiful. Anyone like that, their Torah is going to be beautiful. That's the Torah we're connected to, let's be real. It's such a good, but it's a beautiful, the Sefer also is such a nice read. It's just like, such a great mix of Torah and stories and his own personality. So he has a whole section. I didn't even notice till now that the title of the section is We All Shine On. That's the section. It's just three pages. I should really read all three pages. Should we just read all the three pages? 2.5 pages. Let's just read it. We're not going. It's fine. The Rebbe Rashab was once challenged by a devoted chassid regarding the Rebbe's seeming preference to laud the qualities and disposition of simple folk. The chassid had in the Rebbe's presence wondered aloud why the tzaddik wouldn't extol the greatness of the scholars among them. Knowing that this chassid was a jeweler by trade, the Rebbe asked him to display an array of gems and proceeded to examine each one carefully, picking up a large, shiny diamond. The Rebbe explained, "Ah, this must be the most valuable one." Not wanting to be disrespectful and contradict the Rebbe, the jeweler hesitated uncomfortably. The Rashab persisted, "Look how beautiful this one is, so large and bright." The chassid finally spoke up, "Only a trained eye can appreciate the true value of a diamond. The naked eye is unable to discern the diamond's worth, its cut, carats, clarity, and color." Turning his gaze toward the chassid, the Rebbe Rashab smiled, "My dear brother, even more so with souls. One needs a trained eye to be able to distinguish the true value of a person, and especially when we look within ourselves." Mind you, Reb Shlomo Karbach, the story we've said over many times, right? He continues, Rav Yosef Yitzchok once referred to someone in a letter as a Yerei Shemayim, a God-fearing man. When asked how he could bestow such a lofty title upon a Jew who was not known for his careful religious observance, the Friedricher Rebbe responded, "When a pathologist is given a particle of body tissue or blood sample to analyze in a laboratory, he peers at it through his microscope, subjects it to a series of procedures and tests. If the pathologist finds so much as the slightest trace of a certain element or a single cell of a specific organism, he takes note of it. For while the quantity might be minuscule and hardly worthy of regard, it points to the existence, or the potential for the existence, of much greater quantities in the person. I'm a spiritual pathologist." It's incredible. Here's the next one's the one I was really opened up for. When Rav Zalman Shech de Shloimi was a Hillel director in Winnipeg, Canada, he brought a group of college students to meet the Lubavitch Rebbe in Brooklyn. Following the Rebbe's welcoming Divrei Bracha, one of the students piped up in a most direct manner and challenged his host with a candid question. "What's a Rebbe good for? What exactly does a Rebbe do?" The Lubavitch Rebbe wasn't fazed by the bluntness of the question. Indeed, the Rebbe was rarely, if ever, fazed by anything, and responded by describing his own father-in-law, the previous Rebbe. "For me, my Rebbe was a geologist of the soul." Geologist, right? That's what he said? I don't know. "There are many treasures embedded in the earth, gold, silver, diamonds. But if you don't know where to dig, you'll just hit rocks, mud, and dirt. The Rebbe's a geologist of the soul, and can tell you what to dig for, and point you in the direction of where to dig for it. But the actual digging, you must do yourself." For years, each Sunday, the Rebbe would receive thousands of visitors from all walks of life. This is the Lubavitch Rebbe, Reb Nachum Mendel, standing for hours upon hours just to give each and every petitioner a dollar for tzedakah and a blessing. One Sunday, an elderly woman came and inquired of the Rebbe, "All this time on your feet? How is it that you don't tire?" Smiling, the Rebbe responded, "When you're counting diamonds, you never get tired." Ever one story after another, she's telling us one thing. That's who we really are. We're that diamond. We're that diamond that over these past 21 days, we shined. And we're shining now. In the sukkah tonight, we're shining. And we're there, Hashanah Rabbah, we're shining our shin. That's who we really are. We have to believe in that. And we have to connect to that. And we have to keep us with us. And don't forget that. Tonight, look in the mirror. Take a picture of yourself. Take a picture of the diamond that you are. And put it on your wall for all year. This is who we really are. We're the Yid that felt alive at Ramatta last night. We're the Yid that felt alive in the Ila. We're the Yid that when we were singing and taunting V'tar Libeinu moments ago, we wanted to mamish jump up to Shemayim. That's who we are. Get rid of the Kuf and the Resh. Shine the Shin. Shine the Kedusha. And once we do all that, we're ready for the final day. See, once we do all that, we're ready then for Shemini Atzeres, which is the culmination. The day of Yaakov Avinu. The day of the ultimate Simcha, as we quoted from the Zohar before. Because that's the day when once we shine ourselves, we can finish the whole process and the whole journey. And we can be Mekadesh even the tough. Yaakov Avinu fought against Esav. Esav brought how many men with him? How many men did Esav bring with him? 400 men. Keneged the tough. V'yado ochezes be'ekev Esav. Ochezes, he was grabbing onto the heel of Esav. Ochezes is ochez tough. Esav is the tough. Esav is tuma. Yaakov was able to uproot it. Yaakov was able to be mekadesh it. The ochez tough. He was able to defeat the 400 men. Yaakov is the culmination. Why? There's a famous Megala Mukos, which is very deep and Kabbalistic. But Vayetze Yaakov, Vayetze Vayar, Yaakov, Suras Aleph. Yaakov was connected to the Aleph. Yaakov was connected to the seminal point of creation of the closest to Ribbono Shel Olam, so he could be Mekadesh even the Tov. And then when are we Mekadesh the Tov? On the final day. The final day, day 22, letter 22. The final day, the day of Simchas Torah. And then we finally are mashlim, we finally complete all 22 letters after that 22nd day. And that's the ultimate Simcha because we rewrote the Torah. We brought the Torah back into our life. So of course we then have Simchas Torah. Of course we then taunt with the Torah. Now it all makes sense. Now it all makes sense. Yes, we finish all of Torah now, but it didn't always used to be that way. Why do we have Simchas Torah now? Because we have finished that final letter, tough. So we have to celebrate with the Torah, because we perfected the Torah again. We completed the Torah again. And that's Yaakovinu Ishtam Yoshev Ha'alam as well. That's Yaakovinu, and that's the ultimate Simcha. That's why Yaakov's the greatest Simcha, Reisha Dechadvasa. Because there's no bigger Simcha than being true to yourself, be Mekadish every aspect of your life. Which we finally finish in our mashlim. We finally complete on Simchas Torah after we mekadesh ourselves with the shin and shine the shin on tonight on Hoshana Rabbah. Chevra, if you want to stay that way, after we perfected and completed and we're metar, mezachich, the Torah, the oisiyas of the Torah on these 22 days, just cling to Torah. Cling to these oisiyas. A few weeks ago, I bumped into an old Talmud of mine. I don't know, let me rephrase that. There's no old Talmud. Talmidim are forever. Talmid children are forever. But meaning old high school Talmud. I mean the post-high school Talmud. From one of the earlier classes of DRS, I don't want to give too many details. I saw him by a simcha, and we were talking, and he looked awesome. He looked full of simcha in a way that he didn't look the last few times I saw him. Emes, his Emes Mamito. He reminded me the following, that I saw him when was Sima Shas? Was 2000 or 2001? 2000, right? No, 2001. When was Sima Shas? January 1st. 2000. January 1st, 2000. So I saw him at some point in 1999 at a simcha. I think it was a few years ago. And I said to this Talmud, we're talking. And by the way, he was good, but something was lacking. I knew. But more than that, I said to him, "New, tell me something new." After catching up, what are you learning these days? What are you learning these days? And he looks at me and he says, "You know, on Shabbos, I go to the rabbi's shir." I said, "Yeah, that's beautiful, it's wonderful, but what are you learning these days? Like daily?" And he wasn't. I don't judge him, I love him the same way, I love every person, I love every yid. But I looked at him, I said, and this is a guy that went to one of the top yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and sat and learned for many years after Eretz Yisrael, like many hours a day. But life gets very challenging. It wasn't that he wasn't disconnected like in a negative fashion. It just, you have many responsibilities. You have children, you have a wife, you have a serious job, you have... And it just pulled him away. And if you're going to be someone that's going to learn your whole life, it has to be with real Mesir Snefesh. Real Mesir Snefesh. You have to wake up early. You have to go to sleep late. You have to grab time. And whatever it was, he wasn't. I looked at him, I said, "Listen, I'm telling you, I know you, and I love you. Start making sure to learn every day something. It could be 2 Mishnayos a day. I'm not talking about an hour a day. Even 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day, that you should learn. Learn so you want. Mashaliba chavitva. I'm not going to tell you what. Mishnayos, chumish, musar, machshava, halacha, chasidus. But that you have to learn every day. I'm telling you, it will change your life." We had this conversation, that was it. I don't know what happened to it. It was a few years ago. And I've seen him a few times since, not much, but I totally didn't come up. And then I didn't see him for a long time because it was COVID. I didn't see this. And about a few weeks ago, it was the first time I saw him in like a year and a half, since before COVID. And he says to me, "Rebbe, we were at a simcha, and then I drove him somewhere. So, Rebbe, I have to thank you." I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "You remember that conversation we had?" And actually, when he brought it up, I remembered it. He said, "You know, I want you to know, I took it seriously. The first thing I did with a few of Chabra, we started a Chabura, so we could learn something serious. I don't remember if it was once a week or twice a week. That still wasn't daily. But at least I was taking my learning more seriously. And then, it was only a few months later, whenever it was, my father-in-law, he told me his father-in-law took him to see Mashas. Many of us were there. And he was so inspired. And he remembered our conversation. And he put it together. He said, and this was... sitting together about a month ago, about a year and 3/4 later, he said he didn't miss one day of Daf Yomi since Yom HaShas. Not ever a makeup day even. Not ever a makeup day. He said, "I have to learn every day." He didn't miss one day since. And I knew he looks like a different person. It's a different simcha, a different happiness, a different joy, a different meaningful, purposeful life. He's connected to the Aleph till the Tav. And then he's connected to the Eibishter. And he's Kadosh. It's a different person. Because that's how we have Shavis Hashem, the Nagdi Summit. It's through hugging the Rabbanu Shalom, it's through his Torah. We went through, we're going through, we're day 21. We're going on this journey of revitalizing, of tshuva, of returning to who we are, to who we're supposed to be. This journey of Mashcheni Achrecha Nerutza, of Yani Amel Chador, of Nagil of Nizmach HaBach during these 22 days. We found the Eibishter again on Rosh Hashanah HaMelech. We were Mekayim and Meshubit Asarsa Dibros and Gilei Shechina on Yom Kippur. We feel the Aramakif. We're Mekadish ourselves, our Shin. And we want to be Kadosh and want to be down to that diamond and shine ourselves the way we should shine. But keep it with us through Torah. Keep it with us through Torah. Just to read one more, we'll read pages, one more short story from Rav Judah. Says a student of Reb Mendel was traveling a great distance to visit his Rebbe. On the way, he stopped in a town where the local non-Chassidic Rav, a noted Talmud Chacham, invited him for a Shabbos meal. As they enjoyed a spirited Torah conversation, the Rav asked the Chassid, "What's so special about your Rebbe that warrants such effort to travel to him?" "My Rebbe's Yerushalayim is so strong that one could see it clearly on his face," answered the Chassid. "Aha," the Rav chuckled. "So I guess you know what is happening in another person's inner world and are able to read foreheads. So then why don't you tell me what's going through my mind right now?" Unfazed, the traveler said, "That's easy. Right now you are meditating on the pasuk of Shavisi, Hashem l'negdi saman." "I'm actually not," said the Rav, smirking at the apparent spiritual naivety of this chassid. Ah, so you see, nodded the chassid. That's the reason I must continue my journey to see the Rebbe. Shavis Yashem L'Negi Samed. Shavis Yashem L'Negi Samed. Our whole avodah, our whole life, just to be one with Hashem every moment. Mashcheini Achrecha Neruta V'Yani HaMelech Adarv Negilov in Ismachavach. And we've gone on a journey of 22 days. The culmination tomorrow is the culmination of Shemini Atzeres and Chatoira, where we've Mekadosh, we've Metar ourselves. Bach, 22 days, 22 letters. Be one with Hashem, be one with His Torah, the deal in His Chabach, and have Shavis Hashem that He saw it opposite us every single moment. The reason it's the first halacha in the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. That's the beginning, that's the middle, that's the end. That's everything. But if you want to know how to have that always, serious kesher to Torah, to the aleph, to the tof, that we're makadish during these days. And then we'll be zoicha. Mashcheini acharecha nerutza, haviani amelach adarav, nagila v'nismach abach, with Hashem, with the Eivishter, Bez Hashem, with Mashiach Zakeinu, b'gula shleima, b'mheira b'yameinu. I'm a washkaini acharechana varu sa. I'm a washkaini acharechana varu sa. I'm a melecha darav nagila v'nesechava. Heviani a melecha darav nagila v'nesechava.
Let's make a